are facing an enemy that wants to destroy us, not only spiritually, brothers and sisters, physically. If you don't know the Lord, how are you going to know what to do? Brother Rollins stood up here, and as my testimony yesterday, that he stood under the influence of the Spirit of God. And he related a dream, and I'm not going to do it because I can't say it the way he would. But if you haven't heard it, I hope you search him out and you ask him about it. He laid before us some things that he saw. You know, he's not the first one that's seen similar things. He saw the federal government of the United States was, he felt it had been taken away. It had no strength nor any power. Well, the Book of Mormon gives us prophecies, doesn't it? We're going to live through this. This is our future. The Church of Christ is going to endure through a cleansing of this land. Do you know it? Do you know who's going to do the cleansing? God Almighty is going to do it. And if you're caught in the world when you've been bidden to leave, you're going to be part of it. It's a truth. We can read about it on page 663. We as a church are going to go through this. This is our future. Know it. Prepare for it. In verse 101, their hands shall be lifted up upon their adversaries, and all their enemies shall be cut off. Yea, woe be unto the Gentiles, except they shall repent. This is us the Lord is talking to. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Father, that I will cut off thy horses out of the midst of thee. Most of you don't ride horses anymore. Back then it might have been pretty significant. Can you imagine what it would be like not to be able to drive your car anywhere you want to go? It's going to happen, folks. Know it. And I will destroy thy chariots. I will cut off thy cities out of thy land, and I will throw down all thy strongholds. And I will cut off witchcrafts out of thy hands, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers. Thy graven images I will also cut off, and thy standing images out of the midst of thee. Yes, we have idols. We do. There's idols in America. If you haven't figured it out, what does America bow to? That's what you have to ask yourself. To what do we give our time and our efforts and our allegiance and spend our money and take our time, which we don't have much of? We have idols, and they will be destroyed. And thou shalt no more worship the works of thy hands. And I will pluck up thy groves out of the midst of thee, so I will destroy thy cities. And it shall come to pass that all lying and deceivings and envyings and strifes and priestcrafts and whoredoms shall be done away. For it shall come to pass, saith the Father, at that day, that whosoever will not repent and come unto my beloved Son, them will I cut off from among my people, O house of Israel, and I will execute vengeance and fury upon them, even as upon the heathen, such as they have not heard. Have you heard the cry? Do you know that if you read in Luke chapter 21 and you read in Matthew chapter 24 and Mark chapter 13, that the Lord, especially more specifically in Luke 21, He told the Christians that were in Jerusalem, when you see armies compassing, flee to the mountains. What if we didn't hear the Lord's voice today? Because we hadn't been in tune. We're not willing to sacrifice our time and our efforts. And we're not in tune. If we weren't able to hear the Lord's voice today, we would be, have spent this conference in weeping over the news that came to us from the Philippines. Because one of our brothers was told about an imminent peril upon the people of the church. And they changed their plans. And another brother had a dream and showed the specific things Christians of the Church of Christ killed. What if that voice wasn't heard? You better hear the voice. No one can save you from your sins but Jesus Christ. You can hide in your families. You can let the world continue to take sway in your life, but the Lord God is going to bring a dreadful day. Are you ready for it? Am I? But if they will repent and hearken unto my words and harden not their hearts, I will establish my church among them, and they shall come in under the covenant and be numbered among this the remnant of Jacob, unto whom I have given this land for an inheritance, and they shall assist my people, the remnant of Jacob, and also as many of the house of Israel as shall come, that they may build a city which shall be called the New Jerusalem. Know that it's going to be done. The Word of God says it. God is going to do it. He is going to do it. There have been many experiences in our church that showed this sequence, that there will be destruction in the Americas. Do you know it's coming? I hope it concerns you to the point that it brings you down to repentance, that you're willing to be uncomfortable, to face the people you work with, you labor with, you serve with. If we will repent, we shall remain. There's a little statement in the 24th chapter of Matthew and several other places. It says, the two will be in the bed. The one will be taken and the other left. He isn't talking about the rapture, folks. He's talking about the dreadful day of God. When He cleanses this land, this world is going to bow to the Lord. Let's turn to page 75. Verse 32. For behold, saith the prophet, the time cometh speedily that Satan shall have no more power over the hearts of the children of men. We're back to the power issue, brothers and sisters. This is going to happen. Who will be here? For the day soon cometh that all the proud and they which do wickedly shall be as stubble, and the day cometh that they must be burned. For the time soon cometh that the fullness of the wrath of God shall be poured out upon the children of men, for He will not suffer that the wicked shall destroy the righteous. Wherefore He will preserve the righteous by His power, even if it so be that the fullness of His wrath must come, and the righteous be preserved, even unto the destruction of their enemies by fire. Wherefore the righteous need not fear. It remains to be seen if we shall fear. If you are not righteous, you will fear. You will. And you will tremble. But what an awesome promise. The righteous need not fear. Get out of our comfort zone. Put down those things that drag us, that do threaten the future of this work, or at least our part in it. The Lord's going to do it. Wherefore the righteous need not fear, for thus saith the prophet, they shall be saved, even if it so be as by fire. But behold, my brethren, I say unto you that these things must shortly come, yea, even blood and fire and vapor of smoke, and it must needs be upon the face of all the earth. And it cometh unto men according to the flesh, if it so be that they harden their hearts against the Holy One of Israel. For behold, the righteous shall not perish. We have tremendous promises. We have days that are going to cause the children of men, days ahead of us in this world and in this nation, they're going to cause the children of men to tremble in fear for what's coming, and they can't stop it. But we need not fear. The righteous need not fear. Where shall we be? For the Lord will surely prepare a way for His people under the fulfilling of the words of Moses which He spake, saying, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever He shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that all they which will not hear that prophet shall be cut off from among the people. That prophet was the Lord Jesus Christ. And you and I have to know today that if we will not hear Him, If we will not resign ourselves to come down into the depths of humility and follow His teachings and His law, we will be cut off. And the Lord will surely... And it shall come... And now I, Nephi, declare unto you that this prophet of whom Moses spake was the Holy One of Israel. Wherefore he shall execute judgment and righteousness, and the righteous need not fear. How many times has he said it? Take comfort in these words, for it is they which shall not be confounded. But it is the kingdom of the devil which shall be built up among the children of men, which kingdom is established among them which are in the flesh. For the time speedily shall come that all the churches which are built up to get gain, and all they which are built up to get power over the flesh, and they which are built up to become popular in the eyes of the world, and they which seek the lusts of the flesh and the things of the world, and to do all manner of iniquity, yea, and fine, all they which belong to the kingdom of the devil. It is they which need fear and tremble and quake. It is they which must be brought low in the dust. It is they which must be consumed as stubble. And this is according to the words of the prophet. And the time cometh speedily that the righteous must be led up as calves of the stall. And the Holy One of Israel must reign in dominion and might and power and great glory. There is a time coming. If any of you have stock, you know how thankful they are today if they're in a stall, sheltered from the storms of life. I was impressed by a dream that Brother Rick Olson shared about the night that he had the night before his ordination. One scene in there has affected me over and over again, that there was violence done in front of him, and yet the Lord had taken a veil. He knew it was happening. He didn't see it. People died. And yet the Lord stood in the gap. Isn't that a tremendous promise? When you think of the sacrifices that God has required of us, what is our benefit? And He gathereth His children from the four quarters of the earth, and He numbereth His sheep, and they know Him. Can you imagine how our brothers and sisters in the Philippines know today that know that the Lord God loved them? He forewarned them of a danger. What a tremendous feeling that must be to know that I am known even as I know. Do you know the Lord? If you do not, there is sacrifice needed. He shall gather and number His sheep, and they...